Welcome once again to Lato's Law. Here's Steve Lato.
I had several people send me the story out of Florida involving a condo association and some legal fees. And it's a story about something that spun wildly out of control in Boca Raton, Florida. Boca Condo Association sued a unit owner who asked to see financial records. Now she owes them $395,000 in legal fees. Now, Ron Herdeby wrote this for the South Florida Sun Sentinel, but it's been widely reported. And the woman's name is Eileen Breitkreutz. She filed a request to inspect her condo association's financial records 6 years ago, and she had no idea that it would drag on in the courts for 6 years and wind up with a $395,000 judgment against her in favor of the condo association. Now, the registered nurse and single mother is talking to bankruptcy lawyers to find out whether she'll be able to keep her condo. I don't know how they can do this. I don't know why nobody stops them, she said about the Boca View Condominium Association's legal fight against her and several other unit owners who have asked to see the community's books. While state law gives condo owners the right to inspect the financial records of the associations, they're not protected from getting hit with crippling legal fees if their associations fight back, hire expert attorneys, and win. Last month, the Palm Beach County Circuit Judge ordered Breitkreutz to pay $395,000 that the association's attorneys said that she owes for the time they spent fighting her request. She still hasn't seen the financial records of the association either. So this, of course, is something the woman considers a living hell. Conflict and distrust simmer at this seemingly tranquil four-story, 72-unit complex located just a few blocks west of the beach in Boca Raton. Multiple lawsuits and protracted disputes have erupted between residents and the association's governing board, turning the property into the worst nightmare of anyone leery of buying into an association-controlled community. And that is Ron Herdebeest of South Florida Sun Sentinel describing that. In the room where unit owners get their mail, a notice of the judgment lien that the association got against Breitkreutz is posted behind the glass for all of her neighbors to see. She said she's never seen any other liens or notices of fines against unit owners posted in that room before. She feels it was posted there as a warning to others not to challenge the board or the president and their authority. Breitkreutz's case is just one of numerous lawsuits that the association has pursued against unit owners who have pushed back against the president of the board over the past decade by filing complaints with State Department of Business and Professional Regulation, Division of Florida Condominiums, Timeshares, and Mobile Homes. That's the body that investigates and arbitrates disputes between owners and associations. The president of the board and the association board are quick to challenge the non-binding arbitration rulings if they are favorable to unit owners by suing the owners to overturn the rulings. The state has a board that offers arbitration to people who are fighting with their condo associations, but it's non-binding. So what happens is you go there and you win, and then the condo association just sues you to get it overturned. So they are quick to challenge those rulings, and they rarely lose. The South Florida Sun Sentinel emailed three of the association's attorneys and asked them questions about this, but as of this story's publication date, they got no answers to the questions, and they also tried to interview the president of the board, who would not agree to an interview. Meanwhile, an attorney who represented Breitkreutz and some other residents there did speak to the newspaper. The residents, he said, have a right to know how the association is spending money, that all owners pay for operations and maintenance. Breitkreutz said she and other unit owners see little evidence the building is being kept up, citing what she calls an amateur exterior paint job by a maintenance worker and housekeeper, deteriorating concrete and potholes in the parking lot, among other issues. She's determined to stay at the condominium. She's lived there since 2002. And back then, it was an apartment complex. So when they became condos, she's one of the first people who bought in. State records show that the woman who's the president now has served as board president since 07. And at one point in time, Breitkreutz served with this president. And Breitkreutz was the secretary while that woman was the president. So apparently, they don't get along so well now. Breitkreutz is hopeful that state law will prevent the association from seizing her condo if she doesn't pay the judgment. but the lien against it might prevent her from selling it or refinancing it. I really don't think I should have to leave my home because of someone else, she said. I want to live by the beach. I didn't move to Florida to live in Coral Springs. She also mentions Lighthouse Point or West Boca. But these are little things that I suspect people down there would say, oh, Boca, yes. West Boca, no. Now, court records reveal the $395,000 judgment against Breitkreutz is the end result of a long journey of intertwined cases. And I'm not going to get into this, but one family asked to see the records. And it appears that the condo association said you can't see the records because we don't think you have the right to see those records because there is a dispute about who owns your unit. Then there's another group that also had issues. And then Eileen Breitkreutz came along. And so she submitted a request back in 2016 to see the records for myself or my authorized representative to inspect and copy association records. And she sent the request to the association's property manager. And then she also sent an email. And amazingly enough, one of the things that they fought about in court was she said the email was a follow-up to the letter because she mailed the letter, then she sent the email. They said, that's wrong. The email received was received before the letter. Therefore, she's misleading the court when she says that the email was a follow-up to the letter, even though she did send the email after she sent the letter. She asked to see the records. They sent her an email back, and they said, yeah, you got to come in pretty quickly and see them. And she says that she saw that email after they said that she could see the records, meaning that they said, come in and see them today. She didn't see the email until later, and the time had already come and gone. So she called her attorney. Her attorney called the association. They never straightened it out. And this is what they started fighting over. In the Breitkreutz case, the arbitrator with the state found that the association willfully denied her record request by giving her less than 24 hours notice to inspect the records. They also ordered the association to pay Breitkreutz $500. So instead of showing her the records and paying her $500, they filed a lawsuit in Palm Beach County Circuit Court. And that, of course, spun everything around. They've been fighting about that ever since, and they wound up with a legal bill that totals $395,000 because the law firm for the condo association says that they spent 1,234 hours litigating this case. And the entire case, like I said, boils down to a woman said, I want to see the records of the condo association, see how they're spending the money. And they apparently said, yes, you can see the records on really, really short notice. She didn't make it in that window of time. And then when she sought to still see the records, they opposed her in court, and she wound up with this gigantic judgment against her, as noted previously. So they wind up with this judgment against her for $395,554. And I've mentioned before that I was on a condo board. I was on a board of a condominium association because I owned a condo. And I lived in the condo for a couple of years. I was on the board for, I don't know, a year, year and a half. And I knew many of my neighbors. There were actually quite a few units in that condo complex. And if somebody asked to see the records, we'd have no problem with that. And we had a management company, and we would have just said, call the management company, tell them to send you the records. And they'd send the records over. And it's kind of strange that they act this defensive of those records, because the law in Florida, as is the law elsewhere, they have to show you those records if you're a member of the association. Think about what we're talking about. Condominiums are all owned by their owners, who are all members of an association that oversees the common elements, and you all pay fees or dues, whatever you want to call it. You pay some money into the association to maintain those, and then you elect a board of people to oversee the association. But you, as a member, are a member of the association. That's what you are. And so to ask to see those records should just be, oh, here you go. What's the problem here? And the argument that they have is they apparently say, she asked to see the records, and we told her she could see the records, this little window of time, which she missed, And now that she's missed that, she keeps insisting she wants to see the records. That's not right. And when the arbitration with the state of Florida said, well, no, it's actually not wrong. You should show her the records and pay her $500. They go to court, they file a lawsuit, and they litigate. And the only reason people go to that non-binding arbitration is they're trying to keep their costs down. And they're hoping that when the state gets involved, people will follow some kind of directive from the state. But the way the law is, they're allowed to, in essence, appeal the arbitration ruling because it's non-binding. And they can go to court and have a court rule on it. For whatever reason, the courts look at this and go, well, you know, they did offer you that window of time to look at the records. You didn't look at them. And so the court appears to have taken the position that this woman is like harassing the board by asking them to see these records. And in the story, there's quotes from all kinds of people who are basically saying, never seen a condo association act this defensive of showing their books to somebody. And it seems kind of strange. But there were at least three different people who had made these kinds of requests, and it's unclear if any of them ever got to see the records. So it's a nightmare. But I've spoken before, and I've told people. I know people who've lived in condos and homeowners associations who are happy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're all bad. But it's not for everyone. And by that I mean, for instance, it's not for me. I don't like the idea of having to deal with somebody else just to find out, for instance, how my money's being spent. Okay? So if I'm paying all this money into the association and I see stuff that's not getting done in a hypothetical world, if I see stuff that's not, I might ask, why haven't you guys fixed this? Why haven't you guys fixed that? What seriously, do we have the money or not have the money? And it might be that, oh no, we can show you where we spent the money. We spent it over here. And you might not have caught that because it's not as visible. Okay. It's just a simple explanation. So it's an odd story, but it's something you might want to think about before you buy a condo or into a homeowner association and ask yourself, what happens if you wind up with stuff like this? So this is happening in Florida. Boca Condo Association sued a unit owner after she asked to see the financial records, and now she owes them $395,000. This was sent to me by Suze, Joe, Celeste, Dave, Scott, and the Flying Dutchman. Thanks a lot. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Why are the pyramids in Egypt? Because they were too heavy to carry to the British Museum.